knives. That's what we're talking about. Like Rashi says, "V'yodoy sakinim she'i efshe lasoy sakineyem sakinim atzmon shel zov." You can't make the knife itself made out of gold. Right? So it doesn't get that sharp. You can't cut that well. So you don't make a knife out of gold. So therefore, what he made was just the handle he made out of gold. So that was a nice thing to do. But the rest of the kelim maybe did make out of gold. For the Gemara like this, Akasha Meisavei, we learned Afu also kani kelim. He also made the base of the vessels, the ugne kelim and the rims of the kelim, the yodas kelim and the handle of kelim, the yodas takinim and the handles of knives. Shal yom kippurim shal zov. He made it out of gold. So the kids here, you see, what did he make out of gold? Not only the handles of knives, but the handles of other kelim also. This is the question now. Why does the Yodas HaKelim, did he only make the handles? Why didn't he make the whole kli out of gold? Like, why does it say the Yodas HaKelim? Mashma, regular vessel, he only made the handle. Why didn't he make the whole vessel out of gold? Sam the Gemara, Tirguma, Abaya, the Kitsa, the Nagi, the Chatzini. Again, it doesn't mean regular kelim. It means the holster, like what you hold, the sword in there. The Nagi, the Chatzini, also the hatchet. So there are also kelim that you could not make the kli itself made out of gold. That's why you only made the handle. If anything you have to use to cut with, you can't use gold to cut with. So therefore they made only the handle of these things, making it made out of gold. The Rashi says, the katsa, the nagi, the chatini, yodes ha-kardumas, the handle of the kardum, of the hatchet, umagolis, things that they used to cut chop down with, that's what he only made the handle from. Because the kli itself you can't make out of gold, it doesn't cut so good. By the then, the Mishnah says, Hilni Imai, his mother Hilni, also saw Nivresha Shozov. She made a golden menorah that she gave over to the Beit HaMikdash, and used to put it in the Heichel, in front of the Heichel. Torah was learned like this in the Braisa, that Pishor Shechama Zarachas, as soon as it became Netzachama, sunrise in the morning, when the sun rays started to come out, is Nitzaytasayt Yoytzim Imenu. The rays would shoot off, reflect off this menorah, Vahakel Yoydim, Shehagia Zman Krishma. Everybody would know, like now it's an Eitzachama, it's sunrise already, and it's time to say Krishma. So it was mamish in a place at the beginning of the Heichom that everybody in the Azorah could see, know clearly now it's called Neitzacham. Rashi says, Nitzoytzyos, Zuhuriyos Shehachama Zerachas Min HaMizrach, like the ray that reflects off the sun, because the sun comes up on the east side. V'notu HaPestach Heichol Shulut San Maravi. The opening, the entrance of the Heichol was on the west side. So it's very good. The sun on the east side was shining towards the west side. So the menorah was on the west side. The rays would shoot off the menorah. Shegiyas matrus, as a Rashi, can tell you, like we learned in the Moran Brochus, mitzvot im ha-neitzachama. When is the mitzvah to say Krishma? Im ha-neitzachama. Like the Basikin used to do. They used to say Krishma im ha-neitzachama. The Taisa speaks out, even though like a Bayi, the Gemara comes out, that you're supposed to say Krishma a little bit before ha-neitzachama. Because we hold the ikra of Kedasikin is that you should say Shmon Esrei right at the beginning of Hanetzachama, and today to be some Agula Letzvila, you say Krishma a little bit right before that. Today that, as soon as you say Glal Yisrael, then it should be Netzachama, and then you should dive in Krishma. So today is really asking for Kasha. Here it's Mansa Faketa. The ikra is Man Krishma is after it came Netzachama, that's when they said Krishma. So today's answer is Elech Namias, the Din Krishma itself. Maybe the Ikka Zman is after Hanetzachama. But because they wanted to be Gusama Gulu Tfilah, and the din of Krishma of Shmon Esrei is also to be said at the beginning of Hanetzachama. Therefore, they used to daven Krishma Kebistikin a little bit earlier. Today, that as soon as they got up to Gal Yisrael, that's when it was Hanetzachama, and that's when they daven Shachris of the Shmon Esrei. But I call upon him, and when it shined off here, people knew now was the time to say Krishma. In the Azorah. So the Havimilu is that all the Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash said Krishma b'Hanetzachama, like when this ray started to shine off the menorah. But the Ma'akash is not like that. Meisivei, HaKoy Reshma, somebody says Krishma, Shachris im Anshe Mishma. They say at the same time that the Anshe Mishma, the Kahanim, that are doing the Avodah that day, if you say Krishma, the same time these people, the Kahanim, say Krishma. Or else the Anshe Maimed, if people say Krishma the same time, Anshe Maimed means the Yisraelim. They used to come, they're like a shliach from the Tzibur, that when the Kohanim used to bring a korban Tzibur, there's an Indian, the Bailam, the Yisrael, should be standing there watching them bring his korban. So it used to be like shluchim from the Tzibur to stand there when they brought the korban Tzibur. So the Anshe Maimed, when they said Krishna, if somebody else would say it the same time they say it, is lo yotza. You should know you're not being a kohen the yikar mitzvah Krishna. Why? Mifnei she'anshei mishma mashkimin. Because the kohanim in the base of media should use do the avodah, used to say Krishna too early. V'yanshei maimid ma'achrim. And the people that used to swear, you just stand there and used to watch them bring the korban atamid, you used to bring the korbanos. They said Krishna after the korban atamid, which was a little bit too late from the yikar man. That's the kasha mashma. The people in the base of media itself did not say Krishna at the right time by hanetzachama. And here it's mashma that she had this menorah there, and everybody knew that now was the time to say Krishna. And the Gemara Omer Abaya Lishar Omer Di Yerushalayim. Enochanami. We're not talking about the Kahanim or the Yanshei Maimid. We're talking about other people that were in the Azorim. The rest of the people of Yerushalayim, whoever came into the Azorim, into the Beis Hamikdash, and when they saw the rays shining off the menorah, they knew now it's called Neitzachama, now it's sunrise, now it's the time to say Krishna. Enochanami. Those people would go and say Krishna at the right time. Even though the Kahanim that did the Avodah had to say a little bit earlier, and the Anshei Maimid said a little bit later. Good, they said early, they said later. But the rest of the people, in the Azorim, said it at the right time. So Drashi Shanshei Mishma Shekhanim Shavodah Mutelas Aleihem Magdimim Likroisa Koidim Ayim. They used to say Krishna before day. Shema Tim Shechaleihem HaAvodah. Maybe the Avodah will take a long time. The Yimna Malikros, they won't have enough time to say Krishna at all. Therefore, they used to say Krishna a little bit earlier. So I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means, Kaidim Ayyam, it means Mamish Kaidim Ayyam. And there's like one Mam Yom of Rachish, it could be Yetzik Krishma then. Or else maybe Rashi just means Kaidim Ayyam means Kaidim, Ishkaidim Shkia Sacham, Kaidim, Zuicha Sacham. Or Mashenkin, they said it after Erlos Hashachim maybe. Or the kids said they said it earlier than the Ikas Man Krishma is. Because they were afraid if they'd wait longer, the Avoid would take too long, they wouldn't get a chance to say Krishma. So he used to say it very early. The Yanshei Maimit, Rashi Yisrael, Ha'aimdim B'Shlichos HaTzibur. A Yisrael that was in there B'Shas HaKabonis, he was a Shliach for the Tzibur, Ala Korban. Shenema, the Pesach says, Tishmeru L'Hakvav Li, means Mitzvah Shiyu Mishamrim V'Aimdim Al Kabonim. There's a Mitzvah for Yisrael to be there watching the way they bring our Kabonis. Hochi Dorashto B'Sifri Masechta Tainis. So they said, Krishma, when Mi'achrin, Likres Ad Kaloisa Voides HaTomid. They used to wait till after they finished bringing the Korban HaTomid. So they said it much later. So the Zohar, what do you mean to say that the people in the Azorah, when they saw the rains coming off the menorah, they said Krishna right away? The Kahanim didn't say it. The Yanshei Maimid didn't say it. And there's the Enoch Nami, the Sharama, Haboyim B'Azorah, the rest of Yerushalayim, the people that stand be in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azorah, who said this was the sign, Lohidiyaz Man Krishma, that they should know now is the Yikas Man to say Krishma. Now the rays are shining off the menorah. Now it's called Neitzachama. Now the Yikas Man went to say Krishma. But then it says, the AP also saw tablet. It says also she did another thing, that she made a tablet, a big piece of gold, that she wrote the Megillah Saitu on the piece of gold. That's what she did. And this was like used, that later when a Saitu would come to the base of Midish and the Kohen had to write the Pashas of Saitu, or had to write the Psukim on a cloth, the Kohen would look at this tablet and like copy it over from this tablet, they would copy over to write down the Megillah's Saitu. But she made a beautiful one just to be used to look at others made out of gold. So the Gemara, the Afi Yosta Tavla, she made this golden piece, but from a piece of gold, a plank, and she made the Pasha Saita written on it. So the Mara Shamat Mino, you have a right for me, and the Mishnah says you did the right thing, that Kaisvin Megillah Latinuk, you let her write the Pasha Saito, Megillah for Saito, Latinuk to a kid, Lislamitbo, just to learn how to write it. In other words, there's a Shalit, and the Rashi said there's a Gemara in the Gemara, it's a Machlegis in the Gemara Gidin. Rashi says, a pluk to even Masech the Gidin in Perikani Zokin, if you let her write Pashias of a Torah, notice, one man the other says you can only write the whole Sefer Torah for learning purposes. You're not allowed to write a part of the Sefer Torah. You can only write the whole Sefer Torah. As if you write the Megillah Saita, Litzurach, to use for a Saita, Mistama, that's Muta. The Torah said you're allowed to write a Megillah Saita. But if you're not using it to use for a Saita, just to use to write, to learn from, you're not allowed to write down one Sefer by itself, one Pasha by itself. You have to write those Sefer Torah. So how is she allowed just to write down the Pasha of Saita on this plaque made out of gold? She didn't use it for a Saita. It was just there.
So l'chura you have a right, al mishnah holds like the man diyama, you are allowed to write psukim of a sefer Torah down, even though you're not writing those sefer Torah.
So it should be a raya shamat minoam that toisven megillah latinuk l'islambo, you could write the megillah for a child just to learn from it. Rosh Lakish says no, could be there's no raya from al mishnah. Mishum Rav Yanai, I'll tell you be aleph beis. That she wrote down the Gilas Saita on this plat made out of gold, she didn't write down the words of the whole Psukim. She just wrote down abbreviation. The first Aleph, the first Oisius of each word. And Rashi says, Balav Beis, Oisius Roshi Atavis. She just wrote down the abbreviation. The first Ois of each word she wrote down. But she didn't write down Taka the whole Megillah, because maybe that you're not allowed to. She only wrote down the first Ois. Nesav HaHavakash, it's Mashem not like that. It says Kishu Kaisa, when the Kohen went to write the Megillah Saita, if the Saita came to the base of Migdash and the Kohen had to write the Megillah, is Roya he used to look, the Kaisa Mashakosa Batavla, he would look at this big plaque made out of gold and write over the Megillah looking at that. So Lchurus Mashma on the first plaque that the whole thing was written. Mura says no. It means Aima Roya the Kaisa Kimashakosa Batavla. It means he just looked and saw the Rosh Atavius and he wrote over from that he understood what to write. But not that the Imamish copied word for word, because it wasn't written on the first tabla word for word. It was only written the abbreviations. The Rashi says, Kamosha Kosva Tabla, Lefi Simon Yosius. According to the Simon of the Yosius, he knew what to write down. But maybe it was not written the whole Megillah on that first tabla. But the Mar Meisri, I have another kasha though. It says clearly, Kishu Kaisev, when the Kohen was writing the Megillah Saita, Roya he looked the Kosev Masha Kosva Tavla. He looked and wrote what was written in the Tavla. Oma Kosva Tavla. Now it says clearly what was written in the first plaque. Mamish the Psukim Im Shachavi Shoysoch Im Shotis Im Loy Shotis. So Mashma clearly the Psukim were Mamish written down on this Tavla. So it's a Kashan. That Mad Yom that says you're not allowed to write down Psalm 1 Parashah of the Torah if you're not going to use it. Salkum here, they wrote down on his plaque the first of these psukim. And the Gemara,